This is so nice. I can't believe we actually did it. God, I know I still need to brush up all the dust underneath the tree, but we did it. And doesn't it look nice, the frosted version? I told you, it's gonna last forever as well. It is. I remember when you first helped me put a tree up, do you remember? It was like one of the coldest winters we'd ever had. I'm pretty sure it snowed that day. And you came round in the dark and you were cold. And I remember my mom fussing over you and getting you a hot cup of cocoa and just sitting you down by the fire for a little bit. And your nose was all, it was so cold to touch. You're so cute. And then, yeah, I remember it so clearly. We were putting up the tree, and I put the wrong sections together, and you joked about how I don't know how to do the alphabet, and I was like, haha, you're so funny. It was a dumb joke. I think maybe you were still nervous around me back then. Oh, yeah. I still get nervous around you now. Oh my god, yeah, and then we had to decorate it, and yeah, it surprised me how much I had to teach you about decorating a tree. I mean, I never really considered that maybe if you hadn't done it a whole bunch, then maybe you wouldn't really know what order things go on. Like, you can't put the baubles on before the lights. Okay, well, I mean, you could try and you'd be there forever, but that's just not how it goes. You have to put the lights on first, embed them in all the branches like we did tonight. Yeah, but look at them. They look so pretty. So you do the lights, and then you put. Oh, my mom used to have these horrible, like, bead things. Kind of like tinsel, but imagine beads. It was awfully like 80s, 90s. Which I'm all for tacky Christmas. I love the multicolored lights. I love the streamers and everything, but just something about those balls, like, yeah, it's a little bit, especially now that I'm an adult and I've seen things. It just looks a little bit too sus, you know what I mean? Anyway, you put those on if you want to. Then you put the tinsel on if you have any, and then. You tell me, I'm trying to see if you've learned. Yeah, bubbles, but you have to put the base ones on first. Yeah, so you know how we have all of these ones that have. We have the sparkly version, the shiny version, and the matte version, the silver bubbles. Yeah, those are like the base ones. It's like your base color, it's your theme, I guess. And then you spread them around, and then you add in your nice ones. Yes, all my Disney ones, they are the nice ones. I love it, I love it. I'm so proud of us. Yeah, we're sat here all cuddled up on Christmas Eve. And we've just finished putting the tree up, very late, admittedly, but I guess we've just both been very busy. And yeah. It's our first Christmas in our first flat, and oh my god, I think I'm gonna cry. We've just come a long way. I don't know. I don't know. No, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm very happy. Just very happy. Very relieved. Honestly, there were times where I wasn't sure this was gonna be a possibility. It's not like the landlady is doing us a favor either with the rent price, but we did it. I'm proud of us. We're here, and this is all our space, and we get to make our own traditions now. Yeah, like this, like cuddles and cocoa and just chilling. Yeah, just chilling. Like, what else would you want to do on Christmas Eve? I mean, we could watch a movie in a bit, maybe. Yeah, but what movie do you pick? Like, I mean, Christmas Eve, Christmas movie, it has to be like the best of the best. And I don't know if we've had this discussion actually. What would you consider to be the Christmas movie? It's a tough choice. It's a tough choice. Home Alone. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I used to like Elf as a kid, but as I've grown up, it just kind of irritates me. Don't know if that's just the Scrooge in me coming out now, though. Like, now that I'm older, I just hate everything. Like, is that how that works? I don't know. Either way, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to think about it right now. I just want to cuddle. Yeah, just want to cuddle. Because I want to divert your attention to something. Did you, happen to check out Underneath the Tree? Well, yeah, but what about the one at the back? Oh, you didn't see it. Oh my God, I spent all afternoon wrapping it. Yes, all afternoon. There's so many bits and pieces that go with it. I'm not gonna tell you. It's literally Christmas Day tomorrow. You can't wait a few hours. Well, you're gonna have to. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. You're so cute. I'm not telling you. What I will tell you though is you are gonna like it. Yes, I researched this present. I spoke to multiple people. It's exactly what you're gonna like. Yeah, and I'm really excited. I'm that excited that I had to buy it late just so that I would wrap it late, just so that I wouldn't give it to you early. And it is taking everything inside me right now, not to say, oh, just open it. It's basically Christmas. No, I can't say that. Stop it. You're like the devil on my shoulder. Not doing it. But I see some nice presents under the tree, in the white wrapping paper with the snowflakes. Is that maybe for me? It is. I'm so excited. I don't know. I have no idea because I feel like I haven't really asked her anything this year, so I really don't know what you would have got me. I like bits and bobs. Oh yeah, I like surprises, and that's exactly what I like on Christmas. When I was a kid, you know, I used to ask for like one or two things maybe, and I always used to say to my mom, "I just want surprises this year. I just want you to surprise me," and she always did. Yeah. Well, she used to get me some wacky stuff as a kid, though. Yeah, I don't know if you remember them, but there was like a few years where the whole craze was like aliens and goo in like little egg pods. You remember that? And there used to be different variations of them. And I remember this one rumor going around school that like if you rub two aliens' backs together that they'd have a baby. And I mean, you'd think like I don't know. You'd think that you'd know better, but at the time it was like it was all the rage. And it was like, I'll bring my alien to school tomorrow if you bring your alien to school, and then we'll rub their backs together. We're literally like, we're like pimping out our aliens. No, it never worked. Of course, it didn't work. It turns out that, you know, they ended up selling these alien pods that had the little babies in them already. And they would say something like, oh, well, maybe, you know, it happened in the egg before the alien got bought or something. Yeah, I don't really know. Anyway, that was a really, really weird craze. And then of course you had the Tamagotchis. Tamagotchis. I always used to end up killing mine by accident because I'd forget that it existed. Yeah. And oh, do you remember Furbies? Yeah. Me and my sister used to have Furbies, and I'm pretty sure that McDonald's used to get them out in their Happy Meals. I know, right? Imagine McDonald's giving out decent toys. They give out such crap things these days. Yeah, I know. Anyway, so we had Furbies, and the way to get them to talk is you'd face them towards each other and you'd touch their toes. Like, yeah, there's like a metal bit on their foot, and you touch those bits together and they'd start talking to each other, right? Well, me and my sister figured out that if you got like a 2 pence coin and touched it, it did the same thing. It was just kind of like metal activated, electrical current activated. I don't know, maybe. I don't know, I was a kid. I still actually don't understand how that worked, but yeah, so we had those and a bunch of other stuff as well. Honestly, Christmas just isn't the same anymore. It has made a generation of mentally unhinged people, for sure. Yes, myself included. You included. I'm sure you got some wacky stuff as a kid as well. But I don't think you've got me gooey aliens or Tamagotchis or Furbies this year, have you? I mean, I would be very surprised. That really would surprise me if that's what you got me. Shut up. Of course, I'd still love it. I'm just saying. Yeah, well. I can't believe how late it is. I know. I wanted to stay awake until like midnight. Yeah, I have this theory, like, if Santa's really real, I mean, like, really real, surely he ends up in every person's home at exactly midnight. Don't ask me, I don't know. I'm drunk on hot chocolate right now. I just always had this theory that it always happened. You know, he must just be able to zip into everyone's houses in the same time zone and then zip off to the next time zone. Like, he has like an hour in that time zone or something. I was a very imaginative kid, yes. Shut up. But do you want me to? I mean, I can. I'm not sure if I've got any carrots for Rudolph, but I definitely have mince pies. We could leave that out. Honestly, though, I really don't think Santa's probably into that. I think Santa would probably prefer some kind of like, I don't know. Yeah, like a steak or something. I don't think mince pies particularly float his boat, probably. I mean, if you live in Christmas land, it's like, yeah, isn't it overdone? Aren't you gonna wanna go around the world and sample the continental foods? You're not gonna wanna rock up and have a mince pie. It's too much. No, I'm good, thank you. There's some traditions that I'm happy to break as an adult, and that's one of them. Fuck Santa, I want the mince pie. Not right now, though. I'm very comfy. Oh, don't do that. Don't scrunch me in tighter because I'm gonna fall asleep. Yeah, but it's so cozy, and if we're gonna fall asleep, it means we'll do it in bed. Don't tell me to shush. You're so annoyingly cozy and comfy. Well, if I fall asleep, it's your fault, and you're gonna have to carry me to bed. Yes. And you put me in my Christmas jammies. I have to wear my Christmas jammies at Christmas. I love you. I'm not falling asleep. I'm not. No. I'm just resting my eyes.